So according to the administration's fiscal year 2022 revenue proposal, their plan is basically to get more money. They're saying, hey, if you have an account anywhere, doesn't matter whether it's with a bank or even maybe your cryptocurrency exchange app that you use and you hold money in there, if it has more than $600, you will be reported to the IRS on your transactions that go on in and out. On the phone with me is Kevin Cole, president of the Mid-Oregon Credit Union. And Kevin, thank you so much. And if you could maybe elaborate a little bit more on what this proposal is enacting, and is this a concern?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Aaron. I appreciate it. The tax compliance proposal, as it's called by the administration, would require banks, credit unions, brokerage houses, payment providers, and pretty much anyone involved in the financial sector to provide aggregated deposit and withdrawal information to the IRS each year. So this is, it's not like reporting income or expenses like we do for dividends or mortgage interest. This is transaction level data, which really doesn't have anything to do with the amount of tax that you owe the government.
So you're saying, like, if I go get my peach shake, they are reporting that?
In aggregate. So anytime you spend $600 a year or you save $600 over the course of an entire year, we're going to be tracking every dollar going in and out of your account, and we're going to be reporting that information to the IRS in aggregate. So what it does mean is, like, if you have a garage sale and you have, you know, unexpected amount of cash that goes into your account, the IRS would be able to see that in your level of activity in your account.
According to the plan, that there will be more audits under this proposal.
Presumably, audits would be the end result. They're requesting data, and usually the data is going to be used either for analysis to trigger audits or to verify information that they're trying to collect from audits, which is really interesting because the IRS, if they go through the valid process of obtaining a subpoena, or as part of the information that is typically requested in an audit, they already request your bank statements. And so providing this additional information is likely to have minimal effect to somebody who's already subject to an audit, but it's certainly likely to trigger more audits.
Why do they want this information?
Well, there appears to be a belief on the part of the administration that there's a link between deposit and withdrawal activity and tax avoidance. With this being part of the tax compliance proposal, the goal of the overall proposal is to reduce the tax gap, which is a gap between the taxes that Americans owe and what they actually pay.
Hmm. And so it's interesting to have a president of a bank, right, talk to you about, like, hey, we're actually concerned about this. We're actually concerned about our customers. Why is it a concern for the bank, like, on your end?
Yeah, well, we're a member-owned cooperative, and so everything that we do is looking out for the best interests of our members. We have serious concerns about this proposal, first from a constitutional perspective, and whether this constitutes an unreasonable search under the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution.
And this is pretty much going right in there without a warrant or anything. They're saying, we want to know everything you do and buy.
The second concern that we have also is around data security. The IRS has not been a good custodian of our members' information when we have given it to them. There's been a number of data breaches that have originated at the IRS. So putting more data into what's proven to be an ineffective bureaucracy doesn't make us feel good when that's our members' data that's potentially at risk. The third concern that we have is whether this proposal would discourage people from using financial institutions and licensed payment providers to do their business. So all in all, we really just think this is a bad policy proposal, and we believe that honest Americans and Mid-Oregon members in particular don't want the IRS snooping into their business. You know, every time they have a garage sale or they buy an old car for their kids, this is just bad policy.
What can we do? IRS's job is basically get money from the citizens and give it to the government. Find another solution. This is troubling, I'm sure, for a lot of people as we're seeing things drastically change. What can we do?
Yeah, the most important thing to do right now is to reach out to our senators through www.senate.gov and select the contact link. And it will generate a message to our senators and tell them that the tax compliance proposal is unacceptable. and should be removed from the budget reconciliation bill.